Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today. We get an update on the Eastern livestock debacle of last year. Back on that in just a moment.
This is the sound of bovine respiratory disease. It's not pretty. Bacteria are multiplying in the lungs, making every breath a struggle. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD treatment. It's time for a rapid response with new prescription Zactran. Zactran has proven results. In studies, Zactran-treated cattle showed a rapid improvement in BRD clinical signs within 24 hours and stayed healthy for the 10-day study. Now your cattle can breathe easier, and so can you. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for BRD treatment and control. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Drovers or call 888-MARY-L1 for full prescribing information.
It was October and early November of last year when the House of Cards, built by the largest livestock order buyer in the country, Eastern Livestock, came tumbling down when Fifth Third Bank, their main banker, froze their accounts. Livestock producers and auction barn operators were left holding the bag with hot checks from Fifth Third Bank. John Queen of North Carolina, past president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of those auction operators left holding the bag. He was in Oklahoma for the recent Wheatland Stocker Conference, told producers the money that's been identified by the executor right now hanging in limbo.
It looks to me like that the bankruptcy court's going to lean toward the secured lender, Fifth Third Bank, even without any trials or complaints or any knowledge of anything else.
They're saying that FBI has come up with some money that they've indicated they might turn back to producers.
Well, they directly stated that they weren't going to utilize it in government issues as they usually do with money in fraud cases. They will not turn it over to the bankruptcy court, but they are going to distribute it among creditors how and when they decide to do.
When we think about this particular situation, from your vantage point, what are the lessons that we need to learn out of this type of a debacle?
A couple of things. We need to make sure that our regulatory agencies do the job that they're supposed to do with all marketing agencies, that not just pick and choose, but treat them all the same. Second is that we've got to have a different method of prompt payment other than what we have today. It's always been just a handshake and good faith, and that don't work today.
Could GPSA possibly, by regulation, define when title changes hands for cattle? Or is that more of a legislative thing?
I think that's what everybody's abiding by today, supposedly, is the UCC law, and it differs from state to state as to when title changes hands. I don't see how we can if we're transporting these cattle all over the country, not have a standard title change law.
One other question. You mentioned and were questioned here about the market after Eastern. Eastern was the big gorilla coming to your market and so many others. They're gone. What's the market like now?
Well, I think the market is as good or better than ever. We've got more of the small order buyers back in the marketplace. Competitiveness is greater than ever. I think our prices are better than we've ever had, and just because of the nature of the competitiveness.
Still living the nightmare of Eastern Livestock's failure, livestock producer and auction operator John Queen. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans now to attend the 14th annual Pollard Sale, Sunday, August 28th at the Ranch, Waucomas, Oklahoma. 122 heads will sell as 92 Angus lots, including donor dams, heifer calf pregnancies, spring ET heifer calf prospects, fall ET yearling heifers, spring bred heifers, spring pairs, and fall bred cows and heifers. Check out the sales catalog online at nationalcattle.com/salescatalogs or call 580-758-3818 for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.